Good evening, everyone. This is Dan Old School Green, joining me tonight, substituting for the great Nick Tosti, is the wonderful Zach Kinderchuk of My Dad Used to Play Hockey podcast. Again, if you haven't checked it out, it's the best one out there. I mean, it's just a phenomenal podcast. Listen, as a podcaster, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. Yours is one of the few that I do. The Tim Kerr one.
I never really listened to myself, but I did actually re-listen to Tim Kerr today because that was kind of like a heart flutter type interview for me, because that was my dude. Like, that was the guy for 5 years for the Flyers. And he's such a quiet, humble guy. I was a little nervous about the interview, like how forthcoming he's going to be. And man, Tim was great to talk to. Hope you're doing well, Tim, out there in Hawaii still.
Yeah. So again, check out My Dad Used to Play Hockey, and the latest episode was the great Tim Kerr, four straight 50 goal scorer in the mid 80s. We are the Heat Ratio Sports Network. Please go to YouTube, subscribe, tap the bell, and you'll be triggered to all our wonderful programming. Tonight's Flyer Nice Tuneman Surruffing. As I was telling Zach, I should have changed the name to 5 minutes for fighting, because,
or 10 minute misconduct.
10 minute misconduct, because I'm never sure. You know, this will be 8 to 10 minutes, but bear with us, everybody. Today the news broke that Barry Trotz was fired. And as we know, the Flyers are in need of a head coach. And Nick and I have been trying to coordinate a show, and things just haven't been working out, where we were going to discuss coaching candidates. And I had this whole chart made up before the Barry Trotz announcement took place today. And I had to quickly add his name to the list. So, Zach, without further ado, I'd like to bring up the coaching list that I created of candidates that intrigue me. Here we go. All right. So what I did, ladies and gentlemen, I went with two winning organizations to start with. You can't beat the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. Mm-hmm. And everyone in this town loves what Rod Brindamore has done with the Carolina Hurricanes. Yeah. They are an absolute powerhouse. So if you're going to go new wave coaches, why not raid the great assistant coaches of two great teams? And I have asterisks next to Derek Lalonde and Rob Zettler. They've been with the Lightning for both of the Stanley Cups. Both have tremendous minor league coaching records. Zettler was an assistant coach with San Jose at one point. Lalonde, just a prolific minor league record. And if you go to the Hurricanes, Zach, the candidate that really jumps out at me is Jeff Daniels, another prolific minor league coach. And again, studying under Rod Brindamore. Yeah. So those are the three newbies that I would love. And obviously the recycled list are popular names. Barry Trotz hit the market today. Jim Montgomery, for those of you who don't know, led the North Stars. Oh my God, I date myself. Led the Stars to a 90-point year, and then he was replaced by Rick Bonus. David Quinn was the ascending coach of this great Rangers team. They let him go, and Gerald Gallant is now running the show. But I contend Quinn would have taken this team to the next level as well. That's how talented they are. John Tortorella, we all know, is the slash and burn style coach that will get you going, but then he'll burn his players out before you blink. Our very own, my favorite Flyer of all time, Rick Tocchet, wasn't the greatest success ratio coach, you know, the times he's coached. I think he coached a little bit with Tampa Bay, and then he had most of his time with the Coyotes.
Well, if you compare his Coyotes teams to what the Coyotes teams
believe me, the Coyotes team today under Rick Tocchet would not be as bad as they are. No, I give you that. He did a lot with a little. Bruce Boudreau, an older coach, a winning coach, most recently with Vancouver, and the great Mike Babcock, who was with those legendary Detroit teams. But again, another hard coach on players. So, yeah. Zach, I'll let you jump at the board first. You heard my if we weren't going recycled, I would want Rob Zettler, Lalonde, and Jeff Daniels in that order.
Yeah, and that would be Lalonde's or Zettler's first head coaching job. So
at the professional level, yes.
At the professional level, right.
And that's kind of, in my opinion, what you need. Grow with a new team. Or... Right.
I don't know, man, because this is about winning back a fan base as much as it is a performance next year, because the next year is not going to be a good season. We all know that. Even if they somehow magically sign Johnny Gaudreau, which I don't think is going to happen, but that's what everybody wants happening in the offseason. And then we get, let's say we get a lottery pick, we get number one overall, and we get Shane Wright. We're still going to be pretty lousy, I think. So I don't know why you would leave. You know, I'm looking at the assistant coaches that you have with these successful organizations. I feel like for them, the Flyers might be, unless, because they're not going to pay a new head coach $6 million a year, or even, you know, AV's $5 million a year. So they're probably going to, like, salary wise, it's not going to be that great of a leap. And then you're coming into a very, very difficult situation, and you don't want to make your first impression in the NHL as a head coach coaching a lousy team. So I feel like it'd be kind of difficult maybe to snare any of these guys. When you look at the recycled, I mean, they've already been fired. They've been through this. So it's more likely that we're probably going to be picking off that list. And Barry Trotz, as you mentioned, came available today because Lou Lamoriello just has, he has like 2 days worth of patience.
Right.
I'm really surprised to see that Trotz got.
Yeah, I honestly do not believe he deserved that. I'm shocked. He had given him a mulligan. It's his first bad year in forever.
And forever, and they started off in an impossible situation.
Right.
You know, they were on the road for the first month, right? Like first 13 games or something. Correct. Like that. And injury, snake bitten, you know, that's not always an excuse. But when you start on the road for that long, it is tough to catch up. And they never did. I always expected them to. And, you know, Dan, a lot of people that I respect their hockey opinions have told me that Barry Trotz is the best coach in hockey, or now best ex-coach in hockey. But
he won't be an ex-coach for long. If this not the Flyers, it'll be somebody, right?
For sure. Without a doubt, he's going to get another contract. He just doesn't, I don't know. There's like this visual of him.
You like a coach with a neck. You like a coach with a neck.
I like someone who doesn't look like Roger Ailes. Like it's yeah. Someone who could theoretically do the morning skate with the team. And I'm sure he's like, I know he cut 102 goals off of the Islanders. You know, so his defensive prowess is unmistakable, but I don't know. He doesn't feel like something to take us into a new era. And if there's anything that the Flyers need, it's a new era, which is why I'm going to be completely hypocritical and say, let's bring back Rick Tocchet.
Well, listen, it's a catch 22 with Tocchet.
Yeah.
You want to, like you reference, we're losing this fan base. We literally are losing this fan base.
Yeah, ratings down 39%.
Yeah, when the organization values gritty over anything else, you're going to lose the fan base.
Sure.
So Rick Tocchet would captivate the fan base. Mm-hmm. But those intelligent members of the fan base, you and I included, have that twinge of maybe you've got to stop that cycle of bringing in the legends and the old blood. I'm not saying it's a must. I wouldn't be devastated if they brought Tocchet in, but
I think we're really getting overly harsh on Holmgren, Clark, and their era. They made bad decisions for sure, and I think Hextall is the one that really tarnished everything. Let's just cast him aside. Hextall ruined this team. We all know that. Ron Hextall is the worst front office member in Flyers history.
Well, I mean, you had back to back. I mean, Holmgren set him up for. I mean, he got a lot of Holmgren's dirty laundry fixed and cleaned, if you know what I mean, before he started screwing. I mean, he wasn't. You've told me stories about the kind of person he is.
Yeah,
but he had some decent drafts. Obviously, the Nolan Patrick, Kale McCarr debacle will always haunt me. But, you know, this Ivan Fedotov was a 7th-round pick who now will be our backup goalie perhaps next year.
But how long did it take to come to fruition? And a backup goalie, you know, and waiting for that long for him.
Right. And his young goalies that like the Felix Sandstroms are basically wasted picks because he's probably not going to be re-signed.
No, probably not.
And he was a high pick. No, I got you. I'm not a Hextall fan, believe by any means. But I still think, do you think Holmgren and Clark still have some weight with Fletcher?
I think that Holmgren does. I don't know how much Clark
does. And
that
bothers me.
Yeah, but it shouldn't, because I think Homer is, he's, if we're going to go through a thorough rebuild, like people are talking about, he's not the guy. That's not his mindset. He's not the guy that should be involved in any of that. But I don't think that, I don't think the Flyers would do that successfully anyway. Because we're just so many players away from a rebuild, and we have so many bad contracts that I don't know if we could go through that. And the Flyers fan base, like Holmgren and like Lou Lamoriello, are very impatient. We can't sit through. Sixers fans can go through a process. I don't think Flyers fans are going to sit through it.
Well, let me just tell you what you're going to get out of Trotz. And you referenced it. He is a defensive genius. System will be, I mean, that's what needs to be fixed on this team. He is a system-based coach, and it's everyone's a system-based coach, but he is you mentioned how many goals he shaved off of a year-in and year-out mediocre Islander team. He took a failing Washington Capitals team that was an offensive juggernaut year in and year out that was disappointing in the playoffs, and he took them to a cup with his defensive-minded system. He got guys to buy in. He was the inaugural coach of the Nashville Predators, built them into a perennial playoff team before he moved on to the Capitals. He is a great defensive-minded coach. Now, with that being said, he is also known to suppress the offensive players. One of my favorite players in hockey is Matthew Barzal, and he has not been the same player since Trotz has been on, been the head coach. Yeah. Because he's forcing defense. Now, listen, if you force defense down certain players' throats, I guess it could have adverse effects. But as a team, in this particular case, this team, they need defense forced down their throat. And if Trotz, he's an older gentleman, not older as in Bruce Boudreau, Mike Babcock age, but he's getting up there. And let's say he finally is burnt out, or this isn't the place for him. If he introduces that defensive structure to this team, hopefully by accident, they'll learn something, and whichever new coach they bring in, they'll have that defensive-minded mentality, which clearly has been lacking. But that being said, let's this is ultimately a quick take type of hockey show tonight. Gun to your head, it's Rick Tocchet?
No, Eric Lindros.
all right, so other than coaching his kids, what has Eric Lindros done?
Let's just get weird. If we're gonna be Flyers fans, let's just get weird. let's bring Eric Lindros in as coach, and then
and LeClaire and Renberg will be his assistant.
I'm so into that,
and I'll put fairy dust all over the place. But the point is,
Renberg won't even leave Sweden, so he'll have to just Zoom.
Right, and I don't think Lindros will leave Toronto. So there you go.
Yeah.
These will be the first Zoom coaches in the NHL history, and maybe that's a
successful formula. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of offices right now that have realized you don't need to come in to be a good employee.
All right, pixie dust aside, based on reality,
yeah,
Zaccarini, who are we going with?
I'm still with Tocchet.
Okay,
I like the visualization of him behind the bench. I think that
I get that. If Trotz was not on this list, I would have wanted the three young men the assistants that I mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and I would have actually leaned towards Jim Montgomery. And ironically, we joke all we want about we can't have any more ex-Flyers. Zettler actually played 65 games, I believe, for the Flyers.
Yeah,
over 2 years, he was number two before they retired Markel's number, and Jim Montgomery played like 13 games for the Flyers.
I had no idea Montgomery was a Flyer.
Yeah, he played 13 games for the Flyers. So,
it's the most boring name.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Coach Jim Montgomery. Like, there's nothing inspiring about that. But Mike Babcock is currently coaching the University of Saskatchewan team, and I don't know. Bringing Babcock back is a lot more interesting to me than Jim Montgomery.
And in closing, I guess Jeff Daniels would be a great hire, because if things go south, we could make jokes about how they hired the actor by accident.
Dumb and dumber. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you have it. So, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the great Zach Kinderchuk, I am Dan Oldschool Green. We are the Heat Ratio Sports Network. We try to give you a perspective of the coaches that are available, that are out there, that hopefully the Flyers will consider. Eileen Trotz and the assistants on the Lightning. Zach goes Rick Tocchet.
Mike Honestly, Ricci.
What was that?
Mike Ricci.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls. That could happen too. But anyway, that's what we have. Go back to watching some exciting playoff hockey. There's nothing like it. I took a break from the Rangers Penguins game during the period to do this broadcast. So you'll now know the timeline of when we shot this show. So get back to some great, exciting playoff hockey. Zach, thank you for joining me tonight. And
always, buddy.
Hopefully we'll do more of this in the near future. Have a good night, everyone.